Welcome to Maseches Nedarim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 5, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, Hareini Olecha Cherim, behold, I am upon you like a cherim, like a carbon, a sacrifice. So a person says this to his friend, basically, which means to say that his friend cannot derive benefit from him. Hamudar Aser, his friend cannot derive benefit from him. Harei Atal Echerim, if a fellow says, behold, you are upon me like a cherim, which means to say that I'm prohibiting myself to derive benefit from you like a carbon. Hanoidar Aser, the fellow that said the vow cannot derive benefit from his friend. And if both were said, Hari Alecha ve'atolai, I am prohibited upon you and you are prohibited upon me, Shnei Masurim, neither can derive benefit from one another. However, says the Mishnah, Shnei Mutarim b'davar shalele bava, both of them are permissible to derive benefit from items or concepts that were instituted for Eilei Bavel, for the people that come up from Bavel all the way to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, for the Regalim, for the Yomim Tovim. As we'll see in the next Mishnah, that these things are not considered like either of them are an owner in or a partner in, and therefore they're permitted to one another. However, they're prohibited to derive benefit from things in that city. So just to give a preview to the next Mishnah, explain this a little bit better. Things that were specific to the municipality, so a merchatz, a bathhouse, the public square, then if two people are prohibited to derive benefit from one another, they can't derive benefit from that. Because each one of them is considered a part. Every person in the city is considered a partner in it. So if you go into that particular town square or into that bathhouse, you're deriving benefit. But Eilei Bavel, the things that were constructed, the things that were instituted for those people that were coming up from Bavel, which means things that were instituted for all of Klal Yisrael, nobody is considered a partner in those. And therefore, one can derive benefit from it, even if he made a neder to prohibit himself to derive benefit from something another that belongs to another person. A Mishnah Hey, Mishnah 5 will explain this. What would be considered something of the Eilei Bavel, those coming up from Bavel? Kagoyin Harabayis, the Temple Mount, Vazaris, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdosh, Vaborsha Bam Tzaderech, or water pits that are along the way, all the way up to the Beis HaMikdosh. Those are all permitted because nobody's considered a partner. That belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. Vezu Dover Shalai Ser, what's considered something of that specific city that they would be prohibited to derive benefit from one another? Kagoyin HaRechava, the public square, Hamerchatz, bathhouses, Beis HaKnesses, the shul, the Hateva, the Aron Kodesh, the Sifrei Torah are in, the Hasvarim, books that were bought for the people of that city. It says the Mishnah of Akosiv Chelker Lenasi. What this Mishnah means to say is the following. Gemara explains this. So what should one do if two people cannot derive benefit from one another and they both want to use the bathhouse? So the Mishnah says what they should be doing is they should write, each one should write his portion to the Nasi. Each one should write a shtar, they should write a document that gives over what he owns in the town to the Nasi, to the leader. So it comes out when his friend is deriving benefit, he's not deriving benefit from his friend. He's deriving benefit from the Nasi, the leader of the city. Rabbi Huda says, Echad Kosev LaNasi. One of them writes to the Nasi. The Echad Kosev LaHedet, and one just gives over his property to an individual. Says the Mishnah, Mamin Kosev LaNasi LaKosev LaHedet. Why did the Chacham say that one should write it over to the Nasi? Why is there a difference who you write it over to? Says the Mishnah, if a person writes to an individual, then that fellow does not acquire that until he does a kinyan, an act of acquisition. But if a person writes it to the Nasi, to the leader of the people, because of the prestige and the importance of the Nasi, the Chachamim gave an opportunity that he can acquire something even without a kinyan, without the normal physical act of acquisition. A kinyan is the way that one acquires something, usually an act that shows acquisition, like picking it up or leading it to one another or something similar to that. However, says the Chacham, when one writes over his property to an individual or to the Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people, both of them have to make a kinyan. They both have to make an act of acquisition. So why did the Mishnah say previously the Nasi? The reason it said Nasi is because that's a common thing. People in those days would write their things over to the Nasi to give him cover, to show honor and respect to him. Rabbi Huda says, Einan she'agol tzrichin lichtav. The people in the Galilee don't have to write their port over to the Nasi. Shemar kosu aviseim ayodeim, because their forefathers have already written it over to the Nasi. The Gemara explains that the people in the Galilee, were a difficult people. And constantly they would prohibit one another from deriving benefit. Therefore, at some point, their ancestors got up and they wrote everything over to the Nasi, so that if later their children were to make a vow, they would be permitted to benefit from one another and not have the difficulty of not being able to use many of the local things in the municipality. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.